Hello, and welcome to this edition of Abiding Joy. I am Pastor Patricia Reap, and I serve St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Coatesburg, Illinois. Today, our reading comes from James, the 5th chapter, beginning at verse 13. Are any among you suffering? Then they should pray. Are any of you cheerful? They should sing songs of praise. Are any among you sick? They should call for the elders of the church and have them pray over them, anointing them with oil in the name of the Lord. For the prayer of faith will save the sick. I've often loved the idea of how prayer helps things, of how people talk about, tell me of stories of how they were sick and they could feel the prayers of the community around them. People talk about feeling wrapped in the prayers or knowing that the congregation was praying for them, and it was such a powerful thing. We know that God answers prayers, not always in the way that we want Him to, but God does answer our prayers. Sometimes we pray for healing, and healing comes in the form of death because the person's body is so broken that it can't be repaired on this side of eternity. But I think of, too, how God says, have them pray with you. He says, have the elders of the church pray with you, anoint you with oil in the name of the Lord. One of the congregations I served one time, we had a lady who was going into surgery the next week, and I was thinking about her and how I wanted her to know that the congregation was praying for her. So after church service was over, I invited the congregation to stay, to come and to form a circle around this person. We touched her, and if we couldn't touch her, we touched somebody so that all of us were gathered around. We were all connected together, and we prayed that this surgery would be successful, that God would guide the doctor, nurses, and technicians' hands, that people would help her in the best way possible, that God would bring her healing. Of course, she said she went into that surgery knowing that everything was going to be fine, and that the people of God were surrounding her with prayer. It was such a wonderful thought, and I think often of the different congregations I've been in over the years where there was a prayer service for someone who was deathly sick with cancer, a prayer service for our soldiers, a prayer service for people in need, or prayers in time of distress. God is with us in those times. He says, are there any among you suffering? Let them pray. Let them come to God and pour out their hearts to Him. Like any loving father, God is there to listen to us. He wants to know what's going on in our lives, what concerns we have, what our joys are, what our fears are. He wants us to come to Him and lay it down before Him, to tell Him what it is that we're worried about, what's making us suffer. And He, in His loving way, helps us. He answers those prayers. He either brings us healing or He brings us the strength to bear up under the burden of whatever we're suffering with. He walks with us through those times of trial. He walks with us through our pain. He walks with us and helps us to keep going each and every day, filling us with His strength and His comfort, surrounding us with His love, and giving us His peace and His joy. James says, if you're suffering, pray. And if you're cheerful, sing those songs of joy. Sing the songs of joy to praise God for all that He has done for us. For God has done wondrous things. How many of us know of someone who has been healed and who is well or much better today? How many of us know of someone who was suffering, who is now better? How many of us know of someone who suffered through a lifetime of hurt and pain, who has gone on to their eternal reward, where they suffer no more? God is with us. God calls us to come to Him in prayer, to tell Him what's in our hearts and in our minds, knowing that He hears and that He answers us, seeking to bring us peace and joy. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, prayer is such a powerful thing. You hear us when we pray. You answer our prayers. You walk with us through the struggles of our lives. Help us to remember you are always there, surrounding us with your comfort and your strength, filling us with your peace so that we may be joyful and sing those songs of praise to you. For it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen. Thank you for joining us. This has been Abiding Joy. I am Pastor Patricia Reap.